On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 34, Polokwane 30, Johannesburg 32.
Starting over the capital for the traffic update, Christina David Avenue South, there's roadworks and queuing traffic towards Eophius Road. Stationary vehicle on the M1 South at New Road and another stationary vehicle on the N3 South after Marlborough Drive.
Gauteng Health MEC Nomantunko Maraleoka says the suspended head of the Department of Health is not part of the officials implicated in the Tembisa Hospital corruption probe. Lesiba Malotana was suspended by Gauteng Premier Panyasalo Sufi yesterday without clear reasons. Cliff Shiko has more.
Gauteng Health MEC Nomantunko Maraleoka says she herself does not know why the HOD was suspended. According to the Premier's office, the decision is part of efforts to maintain accountability and strengthen leadership within one of the province's most critical departments. The move comes as the Special Investigating Unit is probing allegations of maladministration within the Provincial Health Department. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
In other big news today, the bail amendment application of crime intelligence boss Dumisani Khumalo has been postponed to November. Khumalo and three others appear in the Pretoria Regional Court on charges of fraud and corruption. Anasasi Mahobu reports.
Khumalo, along with Crime Intelligence Head of Analysis Center, Precious Madondo, and Gauteng Crime Intelligence Head, Josias Legalakala, want their bail conditions relaxed so they can return to work. But the case could not proceed after the state indicated plans to approach the High Court to challenge the decision to recuse Magistrate Vusimusi Matlangu. Matlangu stepped aside yesterday after allegations were made against judiciary before the Matlanga Commission. Investigating Directorate Against Corruption spokesperson Henry Mamutame says they believe the magistrate should not have recused himself as the commission's allegations have no bearing on the current case. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch.
It's all systems go for the 2025 matric final exams. That's according to quality assurance body Umalusi. It says it's ready for this year's end of year national matric examinations, which kicks off next Tuesday. Over 1 million candidates have registered for the exams. Here's Umalusi senior manager Mary Antoinette Liawo.
Based on the evaluation done for the rest of the qualifications, Umalusi is satisfied that all the candidates have been registered for the 2025 end of year examinations in accordance with the relevant assessment and examinations regulations.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed his condolences to the government and people of Kenya following the passing of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. He passed away at the age of 80 in India. Ramaphosa described him as a patriotic and selfless leader. Yes, Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Raila Odinga was committed to the development of his own nation, as well as its prosperity and the silencing of the guns on our continent, as evidenced by his appointment by the African Union to advance peace in Cote d'Ivoire in 2010.
And we end off with news abroad. The Israeli military says that one of the bodies handed over by Hamas as part of an exchange for Palestinian prisoners was not a former hostage. After overnight forensic tests on four bodies returned on Tuesday, the army said medical officials concluded that one does not match any of the hostages. I'm Chanel September. Mornings at 4 or visit jacarandafm.com.